September 18th, 1906. Our Hope. Ellen G. White. The name of Jesus of Nazareth is the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the love of Christ made him willing to become the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. What does this love do for us? Behold, John says, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Such love is without a parallel, giving to men the relationship of sons to God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, the Father expects obedience of his children. Therefore, he expects a right disposition of the property he places in their hands. Children of the Lord! How precious is the promise! How full is the Savior's atonement for our guilt! With a heart of unutterable love, he pleads his sacred blood in the sinner's behalf. The wounded hands, the pierced side, the marred feet plead eloquently for fallen man, whose redemption has been purchased at such an infinite cost. Neither time nor events can lessen the efficacy of the atoning sacrifice. As the fragrant cloud of incense rose acceptably to heaven when Aaron sprinkled the blood upon the mercy seat, cleansing ancient Israel from the guilt of sin, so the merits of the slain lamb arise as sweet incense today, while his blood cleanses the repenting sinner from the defilement of sin. Jesus consented to take human nature, that he might know how to pity sinful, erring mortals. He volunteered to become acquainted with the temptations that beset us, that he might know how to deliver those who are tempted, and that he might know how to plead with his Father in their behalf. If our perceptions could be quickened to take in this wonderful work of our Savior for our salvation, love, deep and ardent, would burn in our hearts. Apathy and cold indifference would disappear. God has made ample provision that we may stand perfect in his grace. Through Christ, unworthy as we are, we may obtain all spiritual blessings. But there are stern battles to be fought, and Christ says to his people, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." The Christian should put on the whole armor of righteousness and prove himself strong and true in the Redeemer's service. God calls for vigilant sentinels who will stand firm at the post of duty, valiant soldiers of the cross, ready to do and dare all things for the cause for which they are enlisted. The child of God should watch the first dimming of his light, the first neglect of prayer, the first symptom of spiritual slumber. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. But it is by the constant exercise of faith and love that believers are enabled to do this. They may have the overcomer's reward and stand before Christ to sing his praises in the day when he assembles his saints, but their robes must be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Charity must cover them as a garment, and they must be found spotless and without blemish. John says of this grand assemblage, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. What must it be to be there?